You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison has refused to reveal the benchmark for reopening the international border, saying only that the restrictions will remain in place until it's safe to do anything different. But he has flagged Singapore as a possible location for Australia's next travel bubble. The Prime Minister is resisting mounting pressure to end the closure of international borders, saying Australia is sticking to plans for now to start reopening to the rest of the world only from the middle of next year. Mr. Morrison says Australia has done incredibly well saving lives and livelihoods throughout the course of the pandemic, and he says Australians want to see that continue.
And I think they understand the importance of a cautious approach when it comes to maintaining our border arrangements. Now, those border arrangements, it's not one day the borders are open, one day the borders are closed. That's not how it works. There's a sliding sort of scale here, and we're working on the next steps. Now, it's not safe to take those next steps right now. It's not, but we'll keep working on what those next steps are.
The border closure has stranded many Australians abroad, with government figures showing that about 9,000 Australians in India have registered requests to return home. A traveller who returned to Australia on board the first repatriation flight from India since the travel ban was lifted has tested positive for COVID-19, and authorities say they've been placed in isolation at the Howard Springs quarantine facility on the outskirts of Darwin. Passengers booked onto the charter flight were required to return two negative COVID-19 tests before boarding. Questions are being raised about Australia's quarantine facilities. Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon has told Channel 7's Sunrise program that the government spent $100 billion in the budget last Tuesday, and there hasn't been one initiative to improve the quarantine issue in Australia.
Now, I don't have the perfect solution for fixing the problem after the event. It's a problem, a massive problem created by the government's missteps. And now, sadly, it's not able to be fixed in quick time.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian outlined her ambition for international borders to open sooner than the middle of 2022. Ms. Berejiklian is pleased with the uptake of the COVID-19 vaccine, with almost 1 million people receiving a jab so far in New South Wales. She was speaking at Sydney's Olympic Park mass vaccination hub on the first day that everyone 50 and older is able to book in to get an AstraZeneca jab from their GP. The Premier is hoping for most of the state's 6 million adults to be vaccinated as soon as possible, allowing for the opening of international borders.
New South Wales is bearing the brunt of the virus because we're losing $1.5 billion every month because we can't accept international travellers. And I know that may not feel like it's a brunt now, but as the months go on, it could cost us jobs in the future. And that's why it's really important for us to make sure we have those options before us. And I want to stress, we would never as a government do anything that's going to compromise the safety of our community, because we've worked too hard to let things falter now. And if you just look at Singapore, it shows how you need to be vigilant at all times. Yes, we're doing really well. Let's keep doing well, but let's also be realistic about the future. And if we can bring dates forward, why shouldn't we consider that?
And Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the vaccination program for over 50s is now moving forward, with over 4,000 general practices now able to administer the vaccine. Anyone between 50 and 70 can now receive the AstraZeneca shot from registered GP clinics. Approximately 3.1 million vaccinations have been administered to date, with 436,000 administered last week alone. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is encouraging all those eligible to come forward for vaccination.
But now is the opportunity, as we have double doses from 100 to 200 in medium-sized clinics, and triple doses from 50 to 150 a week in the smaller clinics, as suppliers come on board for more Australians to be vaccinated earlier. And I would encourage as many people as possible to come forward. This is your chance and your time to protect yourself and to protect each other and to protect the community.
A Royal Commission has heard the vaccine rollout to people in disability residential care has been an abject failure. The federal government announced its vaccine rollout strategy in January, prioritising aged care and disability care residents and their carers. But just 834 people with disability in residential care have been vaccinated by the 6th of May, far lower than those in aged care. The Commission's chair, Ron Sackville, has told a hearing that disability organisations expressed at a meeting in April serious concern at the apparently slow pace of the rollout for people with disability and disability care workers.
They also recorded concern about the lack of accessible information available to people with disability concerning the vaccine rollout, particularly people with disability in residential care. We heard from the organisations that the delay in vaccinating people with disability and the lack of information was having a significant adverse impact on people with disability.
And Australian cricketers touched down in Sydney this morning after leaving India following the suspension of the Indian Premier League due to the COVID-19 crisis in India. The 38 players and officials went to the Maldives a fortnight ago following the suspension of the league and will spend time in mandatory quarantine without any special exemptions. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.